Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with the Daily Beast. It's Thursday, February 25th, and these are the top stories the Chi-Chi team is watching right now. Most people would probably think that they'd have to dig into the deep, dark web to find cases of children being exploited. In reality, it could be right in front of their faces. According to new data from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children Cyber Tip Line, the majority of online child exploitation reports from last year were found on Facebook. Over 20 million cases were discovered that were related to child pornography or trafficking on a social media site. For reference, the Canada-based parent company of Pornhub had around 13,000 cases. But it appears that Facebook was ahead of the news. The day before the study came out, Facebook put out a press release announcing new measures to monitor child exploitation. The tools included informational pop-ups for related search terms, a policy for removing profiles associated with child-related flagged content, and an option to report child involvement on the nudity and sexual activity tab on their platforms. While phone records prove what we already knew, the House Sergeant-at-Arms ignored calls from Capitol Police for security backup during the insurrection. During a hearing on Thursday, Acting Capitol Police Chief Yogananda Pittman revealed that her predecessor, Stephen Sun, called House Sergeant-at-Arms Paul Irving several times to request the National Guard as rioters breached the building and forced lawmakers into hiding. Irving, on the other hand, has said that if leaders knew ahead of time that the National Guard was needed, he, quote, would not have hesitated to ensure the reinforcement was ready. But the phone records contradict Irving's statement that he did not get a request for the National Guard until much later. If the Guard was called in earlier, things could have dissipated more quickly. Pittman's testimony and her insistence that Capitol Police did everything possible to contain the insurrection was just the latest twist in a series of finger-pointing between the top law enforcers. Everybody keeps blaming everyone else for the fact that the riot went on for an embarrassing length of time. This is messed up. The same day the House of Representatives is set to vote on the Equality Act, which promises to outlaw discrimination on the basis of sex, sexual orientation, or gender identity, Facebook has labeled a video of the transgender flag posted by Representative Marie Newman as hate speech. The Democrat of Illinois, whose daughter is transgender, showcased the transgender pride flag outside her office. To make matters worse, Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia, whose office is across the hall, posted a video on Facebook where she can be seen hanging a sign outside her office that reads, quote, "There are two genders, male and female. Trust the science." Newman's video has been taken down, but Green's transphobic video is still up. Maybe the people over at Facebook are a little confused. John Gettert is a former USA Gymnastics coach, an associate of disgraced team doctor, and convicted sex offender Larry Nassar. On Thursday, he was hit with 24 felony charges, including 20 counts of human trafficking from 2008 to 2018, and 2 counts of sexual assault. Gettert owned the Twist Stars Gymnastics Club in Michigan, where Nassar worked and allegedly sexually abused hundreds of women. During Nassar's 2018 trial, several women testified that Gettert also physically and mentally abused them while working with Nassar. Gettert's charges also include racketeering and lying to the police in 2016. The charging document states that Gettert knowingly lied when he told investigators that he had no knowledge of Nassar's actions. Well, this was stupid. Remember the woman who allegedly stole House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's laptop during the Capitol riot so she could give it to some Russian intelligence agency? Well, 22-year-old Riley June Williams is not done making a name for herself. Supposedly, she posted a video online in which she performed a Nazi salute and pledged allegiance to Adolf Hitler. Man, her parents must be so proud. NBC News spoke to Williams' lawyer, who said the video was meant as a joke intended to mock Nazis, and she is opposed to their beliefs. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.